The Boulder Tech Podcast is presented by Boulder Startup Week 2019 title sponsor, TechStars. At the core, TechStars is a company founded by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. With more than 300,000 alumni and 10,000 mentors across 150 countries, TechStars is a worldwide network that helps entrepreneurs succeed. To learn more, go to techstars.com. Welcome to the Boulder Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Joel Davis. This is one of 20 interviews recorded in a pop-up backroom studio at Dojo 4 during the 10th annual Boulder Startup Week. When it started in 2009, Boulder Startup Week was the first event of its kind anywhere. Now, Startup Weeks are held around the world. It's a great example of Boulder's position on the leading edge of tech and the future. Our guest for episode 44 is Jonathan Lemaire, founder and CEO of ThirdCo, a sustainable technology product manufacturer based in Montreal. During his first time in Boulder, Jonathan stopped by to talk about how a French Canadian found himself at Boulder Startup Week, why a founder should set out to fail big, the importance and challenge of finding the right people for your mission, how the Montreal and Boulder entrepreneurial communities differ, and why Jonathan loves the no. All of that and more as the Boulder Tech Podcast speaks with ThirdCo's Jonathan Lemaire. So Jonathan, welcome to Boulder.
Thank you.
It's your first startup week. Is this your first time in Boulder?
Yes, it's an amazing place.
What are your initial impressions?
It's very clean. The people is very smart and friendly, and it's beautiful.
Have you gotten up in the mountains, had time to do that?
Yes, first day I take a ride in the mountain. It's a very beautiful view.
And why are you here?
I'm here with Montreal Accelerator, and we have our crew is here, and we go there for learning ideas or strategies for our business. And I think it's very powerful because you have a lot of person and different type of business and different skills. And I think it's very great for increase our strategy and our personal business. Yeah.
There are startup weeks all over the world. I'm sure there are plenty in Canada. What brought you to Boulder Startup Week?
Why?
Yeah, why did you choose Boulder?
It's not us. It's the accelerator choose the place. The coordinator choose this place because last year he's come with the last cohort. And all entrepreneurs have very high result after the Boulder Startup Weeks. So for the second time, he come the new cohort this year, yeah.
When you said they had a high result after coming to Boulder, what do you mean by that?
Because people learn new stuff and learn a story. And after that, you come at the hotel and you think about what you're learning and you remain what you have. At this time, yeah.
Talk about your company, ThirdCo.
ThirdCo is the manufacturer. We create and build electronic energy product. So like a solar panel or solar generator. And all product is designed and created in Montreal. And we assemble the product in China. And we have a few product in Canada now. We have a national distribution plan. So yeah.
And so you take the product from the design stage through to the manufacturing stage?
Yeah, we build from scratch to the manufacturer step and after that distribution.
Okay, so it's all happening within one stream, or are you working with other third-party companies to help them develop their ideas?
For our company?
Yeah, all of your ideas are your ideas.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's not the new concept of product. We just reinvent we don't create a glass of water, but we choose the new way to...
You improve on the glass of water?
Yeah, for the customer. Mm-hmm. So better way to use the product, better way to consume the product.
Did you create this company yourself?
Yeah.
And what was the inspiration behind that?
I love energy because all people have a phone or electronic device, and I love mobility. And sometimes we travel, we need power for electronic stuff. And I think more green energy at this time. The people look for a better way for that. So you have a huge market too.
Is Canada doing a lot to support green energy companies?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, because our company reach sporting goods market. So it's the mobile product. We don't create a solar city. We create lifestyle for customer.
So give me an example of a product that you've developed and built.
We have a portable solar panel. So example, it's perfect for camping. So you grab the solar panel and it's possible to recharge any type of devices. So where you need it, when you need it. It's very simple.
Are you an engineer by background?
No.
No?
No. I'm not designer. I'm just entrepreneur. And I have a strong motivation and drive to build a international success. Yeah.
Is this your first company?
No.
What other companies have you...
I fell in the construction in 2013. So I fell all the way. I lost everything. And after that, I restarted a second business and I fell again. And after that, I restarted a third business. And at this time, I sold the business and I reinvest my money in this one. When we started this company, I have four other partners. And now I'm the only one partner. So it's the huge story.
You won.
Yeah, I restarted because 2017, I quit this business and I restarted a business by myself in 2018.
Okay.
But by myself, yeah.
So Third Co is your fourth company?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Will the fifth one be called Fourth Co?
Probably.
So you've had a couple of attempts at launching a business and were not successful. What were the biggest things you learned from those previous attempts?
It's your fault. All things start by myself. So if you need to stretch yourself for growth, and it's my biggest advice for my fail in the past. Yeah,
it's on you to expand your horizons.
Yeah, because you need to find the right partner, but sometimes you don't need partner, and sometimes you need probably learn more or work more harder or take more risk, and you need to stretch yourself every day for growth. So it's the same for the business.
And what does your day-to-day activity look like? Are you coordinating the designers and the engineers and the manufacturers and the salespeople, or are you more involved in one particular area? Were you overseeing the whole big picture?
Our days, because I have a sales person, so I delegate this part, but I love sales, so I put my day on that. But I love people, so I need to connect with people. And at this time, we launch a new product soon. That's the solar generator. So I finalize design and prepare the launch. So it's always a marketing plan and a strategy.
Is there a large startup and tech community in Montreal?
Yeah. Great community. But Montreal or Canada is very different of United States.
How so?
It's young. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not people, but the feel is different, the people is different, the thinking is very different. When we talk about money in Canada, it's not the same on US. When you fail in Canada, it's not the same when you fail in the United States. So
can you talk a little bit more about those differences? Like, how is a conversation around money different in Canada than it is here?
It's complicated, but I think in Canada, it's the old past. It's the old thinking for failure. Because when you lose or you fail, people not hate you, but speak about you because you fail. When you succeed, it's the same. The people talk about you negatively because you succeed. Mm-hmm. So in the US, it's not the same. When you succeed, people give you a high five and
right. you could also make the point that, make the case that in the US, we like to see somebody succeed and they succeed and then we give them the high five and then we immediately start to tear them down.
It's very great in Canada. It's not bad, but right. you need to manage that with you because people talk about you and you need to accept that. I think it's the same in US, but it's probably less in US than in Canada. And I don't know why, but when you speak with the entrepreneur, this thing happens every time. So
it's the second morning of startup week. So we're really barely into it. But what have you encountered so far that has amazed you or disappointed you or anything?
Here?
Yeah. How was your day yesterday, basically? How was your first day of Boulder Startup Week?
My first day, I start with the hiking. Mm-hmm. After that, we have a great meeting with people here with our court. And every day here is my second full day. And I have a strong schedule and very efficient because it's possible to find what you need for your business. Mm-hmm. and the lesson or event. Mm-hmm. So
will you be presenting as well, giving a presentation or speaking it on any panels or anything? The people at Boulder Startup Week said that part of your experience is to have you push your boundaries of talking about your companies in English. And so I was wondering, is that something where you're actually going to have to stand up in front of people and talk about your company in English, or is it just the challenge of having a conversation with anyone that you meet this week about, you know?
For me, it's very great because I increase my English and I need that. it's very important. And at this time, if I have opportunity to speak in English and talk about my business, it's very powerful. And the people here is very open to speak. So it's
it's a friendly crowd.
Very, very, yeah.
What else do you have on your agenda this week? Just talking, learning.
This morning listening. We have a great meeting with David at Techstar. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very great for us. I have a lot of great event. I don't know. I don't remember all because you have a lot per day. But yeah.
Going back to Third Co, what are the next big goals on your
expanding
agenda?
The U.S.
Expanding the
yes,
U.S.
Yes, more business here for us because more sun and more people.
Is it a good business climate for working with the U.S. these days?
I don't know. Probably. Because now I have a deal with guys here for represent our brand. At this time, we look for investor for grow. So when we find a great investor and great partner for that, it's very open for our product. But you need to have the structure for that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't think it's the problem. It's more complicated for us to come in US than US come to Canada.
When did you found Third Co?
In 2018.
Oh, so you're still
starting out. This structure run since 2014, but I but I quit the company because in the past it's not what I feel. And the company fell when I leave the company and I restart the company after that by myself. Yeah.
Okay.
So I retake the lead and I replace my contact and my distribution partner and I start from scratch. Yeah.
So it launched in 2014, then you left, then it failed and you came back and brought it back to life.
By myself. Yeah. In 2018. Yeah.
Okay. And is Third Co your thing that you're going to ride for as long as you can ride it, or is it more like you want to get it up and established and then you exit and start something new?
Yeah, I would like to exit. I think it's a great experience. First time, I would like to move the company in the US. Okay, mm-hmm. It's in my goal because I would like to live here. And after that, I would like to sell this company in 5 or 7 years. Yes, I have another idea in my head and I have just one life. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where in the US would you like to live?
It's my first time here, but it's very crazy. I love California. mm-hmm. but it's too expensive for us. We're right. a startup. But yeah, here is very beautiful. I don't know. I don't have the right place now. I'm very open to discover United States. So yeah.
Anything that you'd like to talk about that I haven't brought up?
If you start a business, you need to fail. Fail big. It's my thinking now after my story. And I have a long story because after business, I fell another way in my life. Mm-hmm. But
do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'm open. But I think in startup, you need the creative people. You need to push yourself to learn very fast. Mm-hmm. I increased my skills very fast since 2015 and 16. It's very crazy when you surround yourself with great people.
And how do you find great people?
I have a new mentor. Is Cameron Schell. He lives in California. And I met Cameron in Montreal when the Anthony Robbins conference. And after that, I write an email at Cameron, and he accept to become my my mentor for my company. Mm-hmm. It's not a mentor, it's an advisory board mm-hmm. for my company. So it's a mentor too. And I think you need to feel the people when you talk with them. And it's a connection. For me, the Cameron story is very similar of mine. And the type of the business or the mentality he have mm-hmm. is very powerful for me. So yeah, for me it's only a search the right person, mm-hmm. and it's very important to have the connection with them. Yeah, because it's easy to speak with anybody and have advice and suggestion, but find the right people
right
for your business or what is your goal.
Backing up a little bit to something you said earlier, that when you go into business, you need to be prepared to fail big. Talk a little bit more about that. What do you mean by that?
Anthony Robbins says, burn your fucking boat. Mm-hmm. And the story for the Highland, I think it's the right way. We need to accept to fail before you start. And you accept to probably lose everything before you start a business. After that, you don't have the same stress and the same negative thought about what the negative event, because it's impossible to have only a good day.
Right.
So, yeah.
Because you've already planned for failure.
Yeah. So when not plan to fail, but accept to fail before you start. So
right.
It's not the thinking, oh, I need to fail. No, it's not to fail, but accept that after that.
Right. To acknowledge the possibility yeah. of failure.
Yeah. For me, it's
and that takes the pressure off. Then you can just go ahead and you get to the end of the day and it's like, hey, I'm still here.
Yeah.
So I get to keep fighting the battle.
Yeah. I love the no, because every time you ask for a new client and the client say no, the same for investor, but more you receive a no, more you reach your goal, because mm-hmm. it's the way. You need to pass this way.
Right. Because the no's sort of narrow the path.
Yeah. For myself, I need to push. It's the reason why I fight today. I don't know for other people, but for me, I don't quit for nothing. So it's probably a strength. Mm-hmm. It's a talent. But I love no. More I receive no, more I learn, more I find a new way, and I find a solution. For mm-hmm. that, but then no, it's only a process.
So it's a matter maybe of distinguishing the no from that's a bad idea and that's a good idea, but the way you're approaching it needs work.
Yeah, you need to learn about that, because sometimes you receive good answer about your question, but mm-hmm. you put the ego on the floor. I don't know, ego.
Oh, the ego.
Ego, yeah, 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 yeah. Ego, because it's the balance, but I need to move forward after that.
That's probably the one thing that every founder would share, is you've got to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Jonathan, thank you very much for your time today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
That was Jonathan Lemaire, founder and CEO of ThirdCo. Learn more at mythird.co and follow Jonathan on Twitter at Jonathan Lemaire. That's L-A-M-E-R. Episode number 44 of the Boulder Tech Podcast is presented by Boulder Startup Week social impact track sponsor, PopSockets. The Boulder Tech Podcast is made possible in part by Boulder Startup Week platinum sponsors, Honey, Matter, and Zayo. We're also supported by Glider, a Colorado-based community movement and nonprofit that produces Boulder's Ignite and TEDx events, as well as Boulder Startup Week. Learn more and consider a donation at glider.com. Thanks to Dojo 4 for providing space for our podcast studio, and to KGNU Community Radio for recording gear and studio usage. Our intro music is by Echo Deck. Hear more at echodeck.com. That's E-C-C-O-D-E-K. Our outro music is by Earthrise Sound System. You'll find them at earthrisesoundsystem.com. The Boulder Tech Podcast is produced by me, Joel Davis. Your feedback, criticisms, comments, and guest suggestions are welcome. Reach me at joel@dojo4.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here for the next episode of the Boulder Tech Podcast.